Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Another busy weekend. Here's Darren with all the news.
They just seem to be getting busier and busier, Audrey. But so many talking points after the weekend. We're going to start this morning's roundup with the Gaelic Games and two teams in real form in Division 1, Galway and Donegal meeting in Salt Hill. And this was a pretty strange one, to be honest with you, because Galway beat Donegal in the end, but they were aided by a really strong breeze in the first half. So they led 17 points to 1 at half time. I don't think I can ever recall a scoreline like that in a top level football game, and the Galway scoreboard really kept ticking over by all their 2 pointers, 7 in all in that opening 35 minutes. They lost Matthew Tierney to a red card just before half time, and then the gap, I think it was just too much for Donegal in the end, and maybe some good game management by Galway as well. They ended up winning it by 7. Shane Walsh finished the game with 11 points. Pádraic Joyce, Galway manager, he's been telling Angelina Nugent that the game management was very impressive for him.
Overall, I'd be very, very happy to win the game, firstly. I think we managed the game really well in the first half alone as well. Do you know, we I think our first 4 scores of the game were 2 pointers, and the lads tackled really, really hard, didn't allow Donegal any time on the ball or any pressure. So pressure really hard and won the ball back and took a lot of good options in the first half, which, you know, while the Gael Force wind is there, you'd be saying, oh, we'll hit this and do that. But, you know, I think the lads worked the ball in really well to score positions, and, you know, again, you're kind of wondering, you're missing John Daly, Paul Conroy, like, you know, you'll be always a question mark in your head what the lads will do. But to a man, they stood up really, really well today, and they tackled really, really hard, hit hard, all that kind of stuff, and very, very pleased with them.
As you said, 7 2-pointers in that first half. It's easier said than done. I mean, it's very obvious to say Gael Force breeze, we're playing with it, let's pop them over the bar, but you have to carry that out then as well. They did that very impressively.
Yeah, no, they did, and look, they're at this stage, like, we're a long time on the go as a team as well. We have to realise that as well, that we're together a long time, so we're getting a bit more experience as we play every day. So look, a lot of the onus will be over to the players. Like, we'll have our set up strategies as management, but the players have to manage the game, and they've done that today in abundance and finished them.
Yeah, I mentioned Shane Walsh there, how well he played. Well, another star attacker to impress yesterday was David Clifford. He inspired a brilliant Kerry performance against Tyrone. The Kingdom trailed by 7 at one stage, rallied late in the game and won by a goal. Clifford kicked 3 goals and 3 points of their total. I spoke to him after the game, and we'll hear from him a little bit later in the programme as well. That win takes Kerry away from the relegation dogfight for now. Tyrone down there with only 1 win after 4 opening games. In Division 2, wins for Meath, Louth and Cavan. Fermanagh beat Offaly in Division 3, while Longford overcame Waterford in Division 4. In hurling, Wexford beat Clare and Ennis in Division 1A. That is a massive win of the campaign, the first win of the campaign, and a massive one of that for Wexford. Waterford got the better of Antrim in 1B. Donegal defeated Kerry in Division 2. I think they're pretty happy with that result in Donegal this morning. And in Division 3, Wicklow beat Roscommon, and in Division 4, Louth and Leitrim had wins. Kerry beat Tyrone in Division 1 of the Little Ladies Football League. Dublin and Waterford drew, while Kildare got the better of Meath. Last night's SSE or Tricity League Premier Division fixture between Shamrock Rovers and Cork City at Tallaght Stadium postponed because of a waterlogged pitch there. In the Premier League, Liverpool extended their lead to 11 points at the top. 2-0 victory away to Manchester City. City are fourth, but now 20 points adrift of the leaders. Elsewhere, Newcastle beat Nottingham Forest 4-3. A really good weekend for Liverpool, with the teams second, third and fourth all dropping points. Their supporters were singing about winning the league towards the end of the City game, but manager Arne Slot is calling for calm.
If you play away at the Etihad, if you win there, it's always a big win, no matter what the league table looks like. And the fans can sing whatever they want. But we know as a team how hard we have to work for every single win. And it was only a week ago or 3 days ago. I don't know if someone asked me if we had a dip. I don't believe that, as well as I'm calm now about this win.
Yeah, brilliant to see so many of our top athletes competing at the 123.ie National Indoor Championships. And some of the highlights: Sarah Healy breaking her own championship record as she won the 1500 metres. Charlene Maudsley also retaining for her 400 title. And Bori Akinola got the better of Israel Olatunde in the men's 60 metre final. Let's hear from Charlene Maudsley, who is now training under Tony Lester in the UK. And she's now targeting a place at the European Indoor Finals in the final itself in Netherlands the weekend after next.
Yeah, I think I had a really hard training week this week and then 3 rounds this weekend. So hopefully Tony will taper off the training coming off to Apeldoorn. But yeah, obviously I want to get into that final. That's no secret. So just hopefully get through 1 round at a time in Apeldoorn. Yeah.
In the rugby, France ran in 11 tries as they hammered Italy 73-24 in the Six Nations. They got back to winning ways after that England loss and racked up their highest ever points total in the Six Nations. Now, the Irish men's basketball team concluded their World Cup qualifying campaign with a 79-64 win away to Azerbaijan. So the Irish team finished second in the group and just second behind Switzerland. Their captain, Sean Flood, has been just reflecting on the campaign as a whole.
It's our first time in World Cup qualifiers or whatever the pre-qualifier stage we're in. So to finish second in the group is fantastic. Very disappointed to probably not progress as the best second place team. But hopefully it'll affect seeding in a positive way going forward for future tournaments. And I think it's something that we can be proud of. And I mean, a few things go differently in the away Kosovo game. We have a couple more bodies available. We could be really looking at progressing in the group. So we know that when we have the right bodies and stuff like that, we can really compete at this level.
Yeah, I wonder if Jacob's Ladder has earned a call up to Cheltenham with a very impressive win in Nace yesterday for Gordon Elliott and for jockey Sam Ewing. Leona Maguire finished in a tie for 33rd at the Honda LPGA Thailand event. And finally in motorsport, William Crichton won the East Riding Rally in Yorkshire, the opening round of the British Rally Championship. It was actually an Irish one too there, because he finished just ahead of Keith Cronin.